This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Ed Dranch from WKBW Channel 7. Ed, good morning.
Hi, Joe. Good morning to you. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, Ed, thanks for joining me this morning. And a very in-depth investigation you're running over there on what I'm calling the dentist from hell. But how did this all start? How did the warning signs, or tell us first about this dentist, Dr. Richard Charlap.
Yeah, so he's a dentist in Lackawanna on South Park Avenue, and his former medical assistant called me. She was let go after 3 years of employment, and she was really, really upset about what she had seen inside that dental office. And this is in an area where a lot of people are, have low income and need somebody to take care of them, accepting patients who have Medicaid and have health insurance. But at this point, he's not allowed to take Medicaid because of state action against him twice. Nonetheless, the former medical assistant called me around Christmas time and had all of this evidence, all of this proof, and secret recordings where the doctor admits to giving a pregnant patient the wrong kind of local anesthetic, which was against doctor's orders. So the doctor, her OBGYN, had said, considering she was 7 weeks pregnant at the time, she was not allowed to have anything with epinephrine in it. So the medical assistant says she took out the local anesthetic without the epinephrine, put it out there for the dentist to use. But then she says the dentist switched local anesthetics and wound up using one with epinephrine, again, against doctor's orders. And he admits to it on the tape, but he says that's off the record. On the recording, he says, on the record, I have no idea what you're talking about. And that's the story in a nutshell, Joe.
Now, you also spoke with the patient in question that he gave the wrong medicine to. When did she discover that this was going on?
Well, she would have been none the wiser, Joe, if not for this whistleblower, this former medical assistant coming forward and even just reaching out to her and saying, hey, this is what happened, and you need to get in touch with your doctor. She was really, really upset about what happened here because she had no idea. She says she was betrayed.
And now with her pregnancy, everything went okay, even though she was given what her doctor specifically said to stay away from?
Exactly. And thank goodness. I mean, she's still going through her pregnancy. She had just had a baby shower. But everything is going well, thank goodness. But she says that this could have had a very different outcome. And she would have been wondering the entire time, if not for this whistleblower coming forward, was it something that she did? Was it something that her body was doing that she couldn't have a baby? She was really nervous and really upset, but just grateful at the same time for this woman coming forward.
And as you said, it's a recording of the doctor admitting what he did, going against her doctor's orders. Now, there was another case of a botched root canal, correct, with the whistleblower's son?
So he had broken a file, the dentist, in the whistleblower's son's mouth while he was doing a dental procedure. Yeah, we see in the x-ray the broken file that's still in the tooth. And now the whistleblower is saying that her son has to have those teeth extracted. So there's a lot of layers here. And when you consider all of the things that have happened, he, you know, again, using the wrong kind of local anesthetic, the broken files, the problems with charting in this case and the pregnant patient's case, this doctor is still seeing patients and still practicing. And now the question becomes, what's next? And New York State is stepping in here. Senator Patrick Gallivan reaching out to the State Office of Professions saying, okay, State Office of Professions, okay, Education Department, you oversee this dentist's license. Now it's imperative and incumbent upon you to investigate this dentist. He's had two malpractice lawsuits against him in the last 10 years. Both have been settled. But again, the layers of the onion keep getting deeper and deeper, and there are so many layers here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
That's the thing, Ed. You know, as you said, I mean, we're talking about a dentist who has been suspended. We're talking about, on tape, admitting, really putting a woman's pregnancy, could have put a woman's pregnancy in jeopardy. What's it going to take for this guy's license to be stripped and his practice to be closed down?
That's a great question, and frankly, one that I'm still trying to get answers to. I've reached out to the State Education Department any number of times trying to get some information about what led them to get paid suspension twice, once in 2019 and again in 2021. That state suspension allowed him to continue practicing despite the fact that he was, quote unquote, suspended. Why wasn't he suspended altogether? Why wasn't he ever told that you are not allowed to practice? The State Education Department will not answer that question because they are not allowed to by law. They're only allowed to discuss things that have been publicly put out, publicly reported on. And if it hasn't been publicly reported on, they can't discuss it. So I've been trying to get in touch with the governor's office, trying to see if there needs to be a law change here, because as a consumer, as a patient, I would want to know if a doctor or a dentist or some sort of licensed professional has complaints against them on the record, and how many and what for. I want to be able to make my own decision, yet we can't because the State Education Department isn't allowed to talk about it by law.
Ed, since doing this investigation, have you had any patients come forward with issues they've had with this dentist?
Yes, several people have come forward saying that they're not surprised about this dentist. That, you know, he's had a history with them. I've spoken to several other people who honestly have had great experiences with him. So, you know, it kind of runs the gamut. And you know, certainly my job here is to expose the wrongdoing. As an investigator, it's important for me to show the public this is what's happening behind closed doors. And what you might not know could potentially hurt you, literally in this case. So I feel like we got our job done here, despite both sides of the story.
Now, you did confront the dentist, but he, to this moment, has not given a comment on the recording, on the malpractice, on the state suspensions. He has not said anything to you guys about any of that.
Nothing. And I asked him, I mean, do you want to talk about Patricia Petretti? She is the patient. He had no comment. Did he want to talk about switching anesthetics? No comment. You know, and then he said, I've got to get into my office, sir. And, you know, kind of just slams the door in my face. So be it. But, you know, again, I wanted to make sure that we gave him an opportunity to have his voice heard in the story.
You know, Ed, reading through the investigation and then, you know, obviously the senator, state senator Galvin also chiming in on this. It's amazing to me that tomorrow morning this guy will be seeing patients. Like, I mean, from everything that, again, has been reported to the state, from what you've uncovered, I am surprised that there are going to be people in that waiting room tomorrow morning.
Well, and you know what? That's their decision. And, you know, I can't tell them what to do. And I can't say do this or don't do that. It really is up to the patient. And, you know, again, in this case, we don't know how many other complaints there have been. We don't know how many other patients have come forward saying, please do something, please investigate. We do know that the whistleblower had filed several complaints about this dentist, even while she was still employed, and she was getting nowhere, which is why she wound up reaching out to us to try and get her and other people some help.
And still, you said you reached out to the governor, but at this moment, no comment from the governor's office?
Nothing from the governor's office. And again, the state education department won't comment because they can't by law. I did try and speak with her at the St. Patrick's Day luncheon, the civic luncheon on Friday, but the governor came in and made a quick exit, and she wasn't taking any questions from the media, and, you know, made a quick speech and then kind of took off.
I saw you, Ed. I saw you there on Friday. I was like, Ed's probably out there asking, you know, the tough questions. I'm there asking about Albert the alligator.
Well, both important stories, Joe.
That's right. Hey, Ed, keep up the good work. And any update on this, please come back and tell us.
Absolutely, Joe. Thanks again for having me. I really appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.